Rabbi Meir Silver.
Good morning, everybody. The topic which I'd like to discuss today is one allowed to plan to make holiday plans on Shabbos? I'm allowed to discuss how we're going to go, when we're going to go, what we're going to do, which really encroaches on the topic of what are we allowed to talk about on Shabbos and what are we not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya which we're all familiar with. It's in part of the Haftarah which we say in Yom Kippur morning. The pasuk says, "Im toshim mishabbos raglecha, asoyis chavatzecha b'yom kodshi," and the pasuk continues, "V'karosa la Shabbos oynig." You should call Shabbos oynig a pleasure. L'kedusha Hashem mechubad, and the pasuk finishes off, "V'chibadatoy me'asoyis drachecha." You should be mechabed Shabbos from doing your usual ways, mimtzei cheftzecha, from taking care of your affairs, v'dabedava, and from your regular speech. So the mechaber brings Chazal in Simen, the beginning of Simen Shin Zayin that brings this pasuk, and the mechaber says, as we all know, shelo yehi dibrucha shel Shabbos ki dibrucha shel chol, that your speech on Shabbos should be different to your speech, which the way you speak during the week. So there are various different halachas which are connected with this, and we're going to touch on a few of them. The mechaber, after opening the siman with this chazal, continues. Well, if we think about it, let's think about it for a minute. What about talking about the daily news? Are we allowed to talk about the daily news on Shabbos? Yeah, maybe we should change our speech and cut out the news on Shabbos. So the truth is, that's how the mechaber continues. Yeah, as a continuing statement from this chazal, the mechaber says, "Va'afilu sichas dvorim betelim osu laharbois." Yeah, you're not allowed to talk dvorim betelim on Shabbos. So to us, this sounds very scary, right? Well, I'm not allowed to say, how are you, when are you going, what are you doing, what do you do this week? It sounds very scary. But the Ramah comes and eases things off a bit for us, and the Ramah says that people who, for them, saying over news, telling new things, is a pleasure for them, they are allowed to talk about these things on Shabbos, just like during the week. Someone who doesn't enjoy it, so for him, is not allowed to. But for most people nowadays, I would say that people enjoy it, and therefore we are allowed to do so. The Mishnah Berurah just clarifies and says that that which the Mechaber said, that you're not allowed to talk Dvorim B'Teilim, obviously we're not talking about something which involves an action which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, which is a malacha, or something to do with mukta, something to do with business. Also nothing to do with the Kalos Rosh, or something which you're not allowed to talk about anyway, because then even a little bit is osur. That which the Mechaber says, that you're not allowed to be marubah in these things, is something which does not involve any of these points. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that that which the Ramah allows, it doesn't mean that you can go full blown, yeah? Because he says, even if we analyze the behavior which a person is supposed to have on Shabbos, so regarding everyday mundane things, eating, drinking, sleeping, so for people who don't learn the whole week, they're supposed to engross themselves in learning more on Shabbos. Therefore, if already these things of eating, sleeping, they're supposed to minimize, so talking is the same. Even for the people who are learning the whole week, where they're allowed to relax a bit on Shabbos, like the Mechaber says, the Stachrim still say they shouldn't overdo it, because of Bittul Torah, so even if they do talk, they've got to bear in mind that they shouldn't just think it's Hefka. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a new point, which he's talking mainly to tzaddikim, to chassidim, and he says that this heter, which the Ramah says, is not for tzaddikim, for these people. These people, they're supposed to be on a higher darga, and he says anshei ma'isa, careful even more than that, that they don't talk on Shabbos, even things in which they need to, except in Lashon HaKodesh. Why do they only talk Lashon HaKodesh? Because Loshon HaKodesh, for us, it's difficult to talk. So if you talk Loshon HaKodesh, Hebrew, you're going to minimize it. So I was speaking to Einikil of the Rosh Shiva. He told me that on Shabbos, Rosh Shiva didn't talk at all. Never mind Loshon HaKodesh. I don't remember it so much. I'm a bit too young for that. But I'm sure the older members will be able to help out on that. Yeah, the Rosh Shiva didn't talk at all. Yeah, he said it wasn't always so easy for the people around him, the people serving him, etc. He didn't understand what he wanted always. He said, no, What does it mean? Right? But it's a very high level. Yeah, most of us are not able to hold on that, but it's something to be aware of, that there is such a level which people can hold by. Now, the Mishabruah over here points out a side point, which is a very interesting point, and he says that when a person meets someone on Shabbos, he shouldn't greet him like the regular way which we greet people, good morning. You should say Shabbos Tov, you should say good Shabbos. Now, when I was a child in Manchester, and we used to pass people on the street, it was accepted practice that we used to wish good Shabbos to anyone who used to pass us. I think the town has grown, maybe nowadays things have changed slightly, but I find it depends. It depends if you greet someone, whether you get a greeting back or not. But either way, when you do greet someone on Shabbos, the Mishabruah says, why should he greet someone on Shabbos? He says, because then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi. The Pasuk tells us that you should remember Shabbos to be Mekadoshit. By mentioning the day of Shabbos when you greet someone, you are achieving that point. So it's an important thing to remember that when you do say good Shabbos to someone, you've been mekayem a mitzvah in the Torah. It's easy mitzvahs to chap. And just before we finish this point, the Mishabruah says another interesting point, and that is that we've just said that you're allowed to talk about news. So this therefore follows, why are you allowed to talk about news? Because people enjoy it. Therefore, if you're going to tell someone bad news, which is going to make someone upset, then you're not allowed to tell him, because that's not something which people enjoy. So it's important to be aware of these points when talking on Shabbos. Now, so this already sounds very heavy, it sounds very heavy-handed, so how are we going to cope with this? So there are a few heterim which I'd like to discuss, and the first one is Torchei Mitzvah. Are you allowed to discuss something with someone for a mitzvah on Shabbos? Yeah, you meet the person who you buy your Arba Minim by on Shabbos, and he's a hard person to get a hold of, you don't always meet him. Am I allowed to tell him, please keep me a nice set, right? We're coming out towards Sukkot in a couple of months. Am I allowed to do that? I want to talk about traveling for a mitzvah. Yeah, I'm going on holiday and I'm looking for a minion. And I want to find out who's going in that area. So I meet someone, I want to ask him, am I allowed to do that? When are you going? When are you coming? How long are you going to be there for? How many people are you going with? Am I allowed to discuss this on Shabbos? So Chazal Darshan, one of these phrases in the Pasuk, Mimtzei Cheftecha, and they say, Cheftecha Asurim, your affairs are Osa, Cheftei Shamayim Mutorim. That means affairs to do with Shamayim, you're allowed to talk about. And the Mechaber brings down this halacha in Simen Shimvov Sivov, and he says, the Cheftei Shamayim you're allowed to talk about, you're allowed to talk about calculations of a mitzvah. And the Mishabruah says you're even allowed to talk about, if we want to, let's say someone's got a chasna coming up, and we want to talk about the menu, we want to talk about the program by the wedding, when is the band going to play, when they're not going to play, when's everything going to happen. We're allowed to discuss the details on Shabbos because it's got to do with the Suddhas Mitzvah, which a chasna is a Suddhas Mitzvah. Yeah, if you're making a siyam, also would go in this category. You're allowed to talk about all the arrangements. The Mechaber continues, you're allowed to commit yourself for stocker commitments on Shabbos. And the Mechaber adds on, you're also allowed to discuss communal affairs. Yeah, you're allowed to go around the town to see to what needs taken care of. The Mechaber also says that you're allowed to discuss shidduch arrangements. Yeah, if a shadchan wants to set up a shidduch on Shabbos, he's allowed to do so, because it's a mitzvah. If you want to find a teacher for your son, whether it's to teach him a trade, whether it's to teach him Torah, which are both a mitzvah, you're allowed to arrange that on Shabbos. You're allowed to find someone, find out who you can speak to the person. all that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So I heard once, a few months ago, that the Rambam actually used to have communal meetings on Shabbos. Yeah, I looked for Makofi, I couldn't find it. But this is what I heard, that the Rambam himself used to do this, from this Mechaber. You're allowed to deal with communal affairs on Shabbos. The Rambam used to have meetings on Shabbos. So there is, the Mishabrua even says that when we talk about investigating communal affairs, you're even allowed to go to public places to have meetings with Goyim, to take care of affairs. If let it be a council meeting, theoretically the Mishabrua is telling us you're allowed to go to that meeting on Shabbos. It's something which has to do with Kehila. We're trying to get hold of a plot of land for a Moisod or whatever it is. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, there is a discussion in the poskim, there's a machlokes, whether this heter of taking care of communal affairs, of affairs to do with the mitzvah, is this only when you can't take care of it during the week, or is it in any case you're always allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if you can take care of it during the week? Now, the idea behind this is, how do we look at the issa of Mimsa Chefzicha? Do we say that it's a blanket heter? Chazal said, only your affairs you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but Chefze Shamayim, communal affairs, that you are allowed to do on Shabbos, and it's a heter across the board, irrelevant of whether you're able to take care of it during the week or not? Or do we say, no, that when are you allowed to take care of a Chefze Mitzvah, of communal affairs, that's only where you can't do it during the week. If you can do it during the week, go and do it during the week. Why do you have to do it on Shabbos? But you need to talk to various people, and these people you don't usually meet during the week, and I just bumped into him now on Shabbos. Yeah, so such a thing, you would be, even according to the pesukim of Machmei, you still would be allowed to arrange these Chefze Mitzvah, these communal affairs on Shabbos, because it's going to be difficult for you during the week. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, this Machriah, that we should ideally be Machmei. It therefore comes out that if we meet someone during the week, which we usually meet during the week, then we're not allowed to approach this subject on Shabbos. If, however, I meet my Abba Minim Moicha on Shabbos, and it's hard for me to get hold of him, he doesn't answer the phone, or it's hard, I never meet him, I'm allowed to ask him on Shabbos to keep me a set. I'll tell you another example. This year, before Pesach, I arranged a chabura for matzahs. It's a big matzahs. Now, to get a hold of 30 people is very, very time-consuming. Now, very often on Shabbos, you meet people. You go to a kiddush, you go to mincha, you go here, you go there. So it's a very easy opportunity to be able to meet people, and it saves a lot of hassle. So for this, as far as this is concerned, because it's difficult, it's hard to get a hold of people, and you don't meet these people usually, you would be allowed to arrange this whole project on Shabbos. Another point is that there's a shaila in Halacha. Let's say someone finds something which is muktzah on Shabbos. Am I allowed to announce in shul after davening, this was found? Yeah, so it happened to me last week. Yeah, my wife dropped the phone on last Friday, and she had money in the back cover. She had £30 in the back cover, and I called the phone an hour later, and the younger man picked up the phone. So he brought me the phone, the money was gone. So I thought, probably a guy picked it up, and he took the money and saw the phone was useless. He dropped the phone and went. My boy went to school the next couple of days later, and he heard from a boy in his class that he found £30 on Stanley Road. Right? So, again, this is something which that my boy happened to meet the boy who found it. Yeah, but let's say we wouldn't have that, and I would want to announce after shul, after davening in shul on Shabbos morning, I found £30. Which is something which is muktzah, something which theoretically I'm not allowed to talk about it, but shteit mefurish in the mechaber, because it's a time when people come together, it's a gathering of people, and it's hard to get everyone in this situation, in this framework during the week, I'm allowed to announce it on Shabbos, despite the fact that I'm discussing something muktzah. haven't seen such a header. It's a mitzvah, but I'm discussing something which a muksa item. Sorry? I hear, but at the end of the day, you're discussing an item which is muksa. You are discussing the details. So we're going to discuss soon the exact details which you're allowed to discuss. Yeah, how far into the details you're allowed to discuss, to do with the original shaila of traveling. Yeah. So let's maybe wait till we get a bit further on. I've got a friend who's got a business. And he told me that for some people, when he's got an online business of selling very expensive items, and he told me that for some of his friends, when it comes l'moshel to a Shabbos is maybe less of an issue, but for a 3-day Yom Tov, and he's got a big business running, it's sometimes very hard to not think about his business on Shabbos. And, you know, you're thinking, you've just been on Friday, you've just been arranging sales, and is it going to go, you're waiting for the things to come through online, is it going to go through, is it not going to go through? And it's very hard sometimes to control your thoughts. Is there an issue with this on Shabbos? So the Mechaba says that Hiro Bar Sokov, to think about your affairs, your business on Shabbos, mutter is allowed. However, the Mechaber concludes, and he says that Mikol Mokom, because of Oynik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, it's a higher level not to think at all on Shabbos about your business, and in your mind it should be as if all your affairs are taken care of. Ke'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. The Mishabura brings the Mekoi for this, is V'dabedava, what is Asa? It's the Pasuk has an extra word here. Why does the Torah say in double Loshen? Because it's coming to tell us that only dibba, only speech is also but hero, but to thinking, mutter, that is allowed. The Meiri explains the reason for this, that we're not malachim, we can't, it's very hard, very high level to control your machshavas, and therefore the Torah never expected that from us, and therefore we are allowed to think about our business on Shabbos, as far as the din is concerned. The Kavachayim takes out from the Mechaber that you're allowed to think, that if, let's say, you see a goy doing a job on Shabbos, let's say you see a goy putting up a fence, and you were just wondering how to put up such a fence on Shabbos, you're allowed to go next to him, you're allowed to stand next to him and watch him to analyze how is he putting up this fence, what tools are you using, what skills is he using, in order to learn how to do this job yourself afterwards. To such a degree that it's not a big terechah for you to do that. Yeah, just to look. The Mishabru explains that which the Mechaber says, that you should, in your mind, it should be that all your work is done. The Mechilta brings the pasuk, which theoretically means that you should work for 6 days and all your work's done. Frag the Medrash, is it possible to work for 6 days and all your work's done? Halavai, many people are desperate for this. Work for 6 days and then go on holiday. Yeah, forget. Yeah, so says the Medrash, the understanding of the Pasuk is, Shavois ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. The job of Shabbos is to rest as if all your work is done, and there's no bigger oyneg, there's no bigger pleasure than that, to put aside all your daily affairs and not to think about your business. Now, the Mishabura points out that if, let's say, thinking about one's business, even though we said that, according to the din, it's mutter, but if by thinking about it, you're going to start worrying and start getting taken up with it, then you're definitely not allowed to do it, because the whole reason is, because we don't want We don't want to restrict you so much, but if by thinking that's going to make your Shabbos worse, then that is something which you're not allowed to do. And the Beis Yosef brings this nusach. We say in Mincha on Shabbos that Menuchas Sholem Hashkeit Vavetach, Shabbos should be a Hashkeit, Shabbos should be a rest, it should be ruig, it should be relaxed. Menuchas Shleima should be a complete rest, Shataritzva, something. When you go on holiday, you don't want to think about your business, you want to relax, right? So Shabbos is also the same thing. That is the tone of mind, that is the frame of mind that Shabbos should be. And he brings also the nusach that we say in Ritzei. In Ritzei, every day, every Shabbos in Benching, we say, Shaloitei Ritzora. The yogoin, it shouldn't be sorrow, but yoy menucha seino, it shouldn't be worry, it shouldn't be taken up with your affairs, and therefore, if it's going to be in this way, then that is something which you're not allowed to be doing. So that is two different aspects of having to do with your daily affairs. One is of Heftei Shamayim, which we said you're allowed to, something to do with the mitzvah you're allowed to, and secondly, to think about your affairs that you also, as far as the din is concerned, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. There's one more point, which is talking indirectly about something which is to do with your daily affairs on Shabbos. But there are remes. So, if let's say a person would say that on Motzei Shabbos, I want this cake to be baked. I'm not speaking about the malacha which I'm going to do. I'm not saying I'm going to bake the cake. I'm saying I want this, I want the status that should be like this. Because I'm not talking about an action that you're going to do, I just want you to understand from my wording that is the situation which I want to be after Shabbos. Therefore, that is something you're allowed to talk about. And this comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says you're allowed to say, I want you to bring me fruit after Shabbos, even though these fruit on Shabbos are muktzah, which theoretically you shouldn't be allowed to discuss it, because I'm not allowed to discuss a muktzah item on Shabbos. Yeah? But because I'm not mentioning the muktzah aspect, I'm missing it out, because I'm talking indirectly, therefore, this is something which you're allowed to talk about. And the reason for this is because this is only like we just discussed about thinking, it's only something which is like goes into the thought process. Since it's not something which I'm verbalizing, therefore, this is something which I am allowed to discuss. So if, let's say, someone has Shalosh Shudas in Shul, and he lives far away from Shul, and during Shalosh Shudas, he wants to arrange with someone that he should give him a lift home after Maariv. Am I allowed to discuss this? So it depends how you word it. If, for example, I say, do you mind to be here outside shul after Maariv or 10 minutes after Maariv, that's fine. Or you say, do you mind to take me home after Maariv? Again, I'm talking indirectly. I'm not saying, do you mind to drive me home after Maariv? That was something which you wouldn't be allowed to say. But because I'm not mentioning that for you to drive me, I'm not mentioning going in the car, therefore, that is something which you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos. Similarly,
talking to someone, I've got to speak to somebody on Shabbos. The only way to contact them is by phone. If I can speak to him, he can say on Shabbos, I'm going to speak to you tonight.
Yes.
You can't say on Shabbos, I'm going to phone you tonight.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, so a very good example. So if I want to say I want to speak to someone after Shabbos, so even though he might be in America, but if I haven't mentioned that I'm calling him on the phone, then I'm allowed to do that. But I'm not allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to phone you tonight. We'll talk tonight. Yeah, that you're allowed to say, because I'm talking indirectly. I'm not specifically mentioning the malacha which I'm going to be doing. Or let's say I say I've got something to send you. I've got a piece of paper for you. I've got something written out for you. I'm going to send it to you, even though you well know that the only way I communicate with you is by email, and I'm going to send you the email after Shabbos. But again, because I'm not specifically mentioning the email, I'm not specifically mentioning the malacha, therefore, I'm allowed to discuss that on Shabbos. So now I'd like to come back to the original shaila which we came up with, and that is discussing travel arrangements on Shabbos. The Bechaba says, has a big chiddush, and that is that if that someone is allowed to say, I'm going to London on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to say going to London on Shabbos? It's out of the tchup. So the Gemara, the Mechaba has a big chiddush, which is called Burgani. And that means that even though you're not allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos, which Lon is well out of the Tchum, as we know, but you're theoretically before Shabbos, there could have been a way where I would have been able to walk that distance by setting up huts within 70 amas and two-thirds of each other, and that way I would be able to walk because it would be considered an extension of the town. Therefore, by saying I am going to London, I do not necessarily mean that I am doing a malacha, and therefore you're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos, because there is a way that this can be allowed if these huts would have been set up before Shabbos. Yeah, it doesn't matter, but I can start. It doesn't matter. The Maisa there isn't, but the Dibur, if we look at the Dibur is not necessarily incorporated with something that has to be someone which is Osa, because the Dibur itself is something that could have been allowed. Would the setup have been right? Yeah, he goes even further. I'm going to tell you even a bigger Chiddush. Yeah, let's say I say I want to go to London to fetch a bag, right? And bring it back. I'm carrying. How are you allowed to talk about that? Says the Mishnah Berurah clearly from the Poskim that because when I set up these huts, not only could I have set up huts, I could have set up mechitzas, I could have set up walls on either side of the road to make this into Rishus HaYochid, that therefore transforms this dibble, this speech from something which could only have been someone which is also to something which can therefore mean something which is an action, a malacha which I'm allowed to do, and therefore this dibble is now something which I'm allowed to discuss on Shabbos. Yeah? No, stay close. Let's say I'm going to head strong. Am I allowed to? So I'm going to come on to that, yeah? But I'm saying, as far as the Doshtik claw, that even if it's a place where I can't actually get on Shabbat, it takes a week to get there by foot. Yeah, but I'm going on a journey to get to London, right? And therefore, that is something which I'm allowed to talk about on Shabbos. Oh, very good. So we're going to come to that now. Yeah, so the question is, am I allowed to... So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah already borders on this. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what about, am I allowed to say I'm going to ride tomorrow, or I'm going to go on a carriage. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Asa. And so the Hayntig Achirim explained that the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says it's Asa is because the term that I'm riding is automatically understood to mean that I'm riding a horse. To ride a horse on Shabbos is definitely a malacha which is not allowed to be done. However, for me, let's say to go on a train, or for me to go on a bus, if you look in the poskim, there's very, very little malacha involved with this. There's no extra petrol being used. There's they say for in Eretz Yisrael, for example, they speak about a chutznik who was there for second day Yom Tov. There's very, very little problem with you going on a bus and someone else paying. You're not doing anything. There's no extra petrol being used. It's not something which is nice to do. It's not something which is advisable to do. But as far as the strict din is concerned, there is very little problem involved. And therefore, for me to say that I'm going on a train... for me to say on Shabbos that I'm going on a train, theoretically, if I would want to go on a train on Shabbos, as far as the din is concerned, if the driver's a goy, if most of the passengers are goyim, then there is there's basically no problem as far as the din is concerned. We don't usually do these things. But because, as far as the din is concerned, there's no issa, therefore that makes that there is no issa of the Dabba Dova. You just have to be careful, Marasayin, as far as doing it, but not as far as talking about it is concerned. Yeah? That therefore means that the speech which I'm saying is a speech which, something which I'm allowed to say. Yeah? Now, you just have to be careful, let's say, when you're talking about when driving, yeah, that I was speaking to Rabbi Falk last night, so I just clarified this point with him. So I said, theoretically, if you're going in a car, then you would also, if it would be the driver, would be a goy, and most of the passengers would be a goyim, let's say in a taxi, for example. Theoretically, you'd be allowed to talk about that on Shabbos, because it's not something which is necessarily osa on Shabbos. You just have to be careful. You're not saying, I'm driving, I'm going to drive in car, I'm going to be driven by a yid on Shabbos. That's not something which you're allowed to say. If, however, it's not possible for you to get there without a Yiddish driver, according to the setup, then you would not be allowed to say, I'm going tomorrow to this particular place. Now, what about travelling in a plane? Yeah, I want to say, I'm going to Israel tomorrow. I'm flying to Israel tomorrow. Are you allowed to say that? So it's Chutz L'Tchum, but again, we've got Burgenin. For Chutz L'Tchum, we've got Burgenin. Oh, so... Ein Tchum L'Mal Me'al Sora. Yeah, Ein Tchum L'Mal Me'al Sora. So it a bit depends over here if it's a place where I could get to without flying, let's say, where if, let's say, theoretically I could go on a ship, and the ship, the Orach HaShulchan says clearly that on a ship is something, you're allowed to be on a ship on Shabbos, yeah? If you go on a ship on Friday, you're allowed to be on a ship on Shabbos. So theoretically I have a way which I could be in a traveling to Israel by ship on Shabbos, and therefore this is no worse. So if, let's say, it's a place where I could get to, but there are heter, because I could either go on a ship, or I could go in a way which is allowed, you would be allowed to discuss this on Shabbos, providing again... So he says, so Rabbi Falk says that even to say I'm flying to Israel is allowed, because it's like something, it's like a bus. If the driver's a goy and the traveller's a goyim, then if the traveller's a goyim, there's nothing wrong with being on a plane on Shabbos. Yeah, according to the raw din, again, it's not something we don't generally do these things. But when we look at what you're allowed to talk about, we look at the raw halacha. We don't look at the minig or ideally, better not to. Is this an action which is theoretically allowed to be done? Yes, then it's something which we're allowed to talk about on Shabbos.
But if you go through an airport, you will be doing malacha, even if you're not carrying anything. If you're on a ship, you may not do malacha. If you're on a train, you may not do malacha.
Right, but again, that's indirect. I'm not talking about that. Like with a cake, I'm not saying I'm baking the cake. I say I want the cake to be done. Well, you can't have a cake being baked if you haven't baked it. But because I'm not discussing that action, therefore I'm allowed to do that. That's okay. The plane itself is muksa, but muksa is to carry muksa. There's no, it doesn't say you're not allowed to be in something which is muksa. Yeah, as far as the strict halacha is concerned, if let's say you have an old man and he's coming out of shul and he's struggling, and there's a car door open, according to the halacha, he's allowed to sit down in the car to rest on Shabbos. He's not moving the muksa. The issa of muksa is moving. Yeah, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosas state clearly they're allowed to do this. He says, according to the raw halacha, you're allowed to do it. Ideally, it's not something we do because it doesn't look something which is right. But if necessary, you're allowed to do that. Yeah, so being in a plane is no worse. Yeah, obviously you have to avoid malachas, but again, we're not telling people they're allowed to be in a plane, that they should go in a plane on Shabbos. When we analyze what dibur is allowed on Shabbos, we analyze it by looking at is according to the din. This is someone which is allowed, or is it someone which is also?
If I'm allowed to say I'm flying to Israel, can I discuss the airlines, which airline I'm going?
Which airline are you going on? I can't see it being any worse. Why is it any worse? Yeah, but discussing that detail doesn't involve any extra theoretical malachos, right? Yeah? So this therefore changes the picture about what I'm allowed to talk about on Shabbos and what I'm not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So if, let's say, I would want to say I'm flying on Shabbos, it comes out that I'm allowed to do so because by doing so, strictly speaking, will not involve any melachos, I'm allowed to do that. But if, let's say, I would want to say, I need to go to my neighbor's house to fetch some money, yeah, that's something which I'm not allowed to do because it involves something which is muksa, even though it sounds much less severe, it sounds something which is much less problematic. But as far as we're concerned, it's talking about and involves an action which is doing something which is muksa, and you are therefore not allowed to discuss that on Shabbos. I'd just like to bring a pasuk in Yechezkel. I saw a beautiful vort yesterday, which brings a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says that 6 months after the Churban, there was a polit came from Yerushalayim, and he came to inform the Yidden in Bovel, to inform them, Huksa Ha'ir, that the town, the city Yerushalayim, has been smitten, it's been bashed. It's had a bashing. That means, and the pasuk says, when did this happen? This happened on Hei Teves. That means 6 months after the Churban of Tisha B'Av, the messenger came to inform them. Now the Mefarshim asked, what's going on? Firstly, did everyone in the world not hear about the Churban? Did they have to come and tell them 6 months later about the Churban? What's going on? They didn't know about it 6 months later. It can't be. And furthermore, why did they come and inform them that Huksa Ir, that the town Yerushalayim had been smitten? The main issue over here was that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Why are you mentioning the town Yerushalayim? So I saw a beautiful vort from the Shaiza Chuvas Binyan Shlomo. He says in Nashmotas Simon Lamed Hay, which is Barev Shlomo Mivilna. He says that Avada, that's obvious that the Yidden in Bovel, everybody knew that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, the Heichal had been burnt, and the town of Yerushalayim had been destroyed. But they thought that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala and the Yerushalayim Shalmala was still standing on its place. Therefore, it's not so gefährlich that the physical Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim has been destroyed. It's not so terrible. Like the Mizmah in Tehillim says, as we all know, Mizmah L'Osof, Elikim, Bo, Koyim, Benachlasecha, Yidden have come into your Beis HaMikdash to be metamet, and the Gemara says that what's going on? It starts off with Mizma, it's a Shira, it should say Kinah La'asof. It's a terrible tragedy that Eden of, that Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. But the Medrash, the Gemara, explains that it was a Shira in the fact that Hashem relieved his anger on Eitzim Va'avonim. He didn't come and strike us. So, and because of that, there was a zeichet to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had sorot apolit remaining. As the pasuk says, Kila Hashem es chamosoi. Hashem used his anger, vayat tesayish b'tziyayim. What happened with his anger? It was used to destroy the physical Beis HaMikdash. So the people around the world thought that, okay, the physical Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, but Emir Hashem, soon it's going to be rebuilt. Because the one in Shemayim is still standing. So since the Shechina is still on its place in the Yerushalayim Shalmala, it's not so gefalach, that's not really the main Churban. But we are told in Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer that who is this polit, who is this messenger who came to inform the Yidden in Bovel? It was Malach Michal. As the Das Kanim says, And this polit, since he's a malach, he knows what's going on in Shemayim. And Malach HaMichol, Tosfos says in Menachos that he is the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. And he came to inform them that not only is the physical Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, it's the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim has also been destroyed. As the Gemara says in Tanis, Hashem made a shvuah. He's not going in his Beis HaMikdash till the Beis HaMikdash down here has been rebuilt. As we know, Shechinta v'Galusa, wherever Klal Yisrael goes, Hashem comes into Galus with us, and this is the message that the messenger was giving Yechezkel, that since the Shechina is in Golos from its Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, and the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala has been destroyed. Therefore, it's meduik that the pasuk says, Huksa Ha'ir, the city, the Ir of Yerushalayim Shalmala, which is, as the Gemara refers to Yerushalayim, is an Ir, which is, there's no other cities discussed as Ir besides the Yerushalayim Shalmala. Therefore, that is the message that this Polit was the Malach Mechor was coming to tell them that since the Yishalayim Shel Mala has been destroyed, it's now time for us to be misabel on the Churban. And since we see that the main issue, the main problem, the main sorrow of the Golos is that Hashem is in Golos, this is an aspect which we have to remember. I just want to conclude with one last point, a very small point, and that is I saw in Halekach V'Alibov from Rav Ram Shah, he brings from his father, he says that a chizik for us is that which chodesh are we in now? We're in chodesh of. The name of, what is the name of? Of is a tata. I was standing next to someone by Shachas this morning. So he was krechizing, tata zisa. What's he trying to say? So this vote came to mind. He says that chodesh of is we have to remember who is in bringing about all these sorrows, all these shverikaiten that we're living through. Chodesh of is the worst month in our luach. We go through such shverikaiten, but if we remember who is the one who is bringing these shverikaiten, it's unsere tata, it's the of, it's avinu shebashamayim, as the pasuk says, yeah, Hashem, yechiach, the one who Hashem loves, he's the one who's going to be punished in order to bring us back, to make us do tshuva. So that is the message. If we remember that all the shverikaiten that we're going through, the churban that we're going through, it comes about from unsere tata zisa, it helps lighten the load, and be'ezat Hashem, we should be zeicha before this Tisha B'Av, we should be zeicha to Mashiach, to Kenu, b'mehir v'yameinu, amen.